Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third, the third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth, the second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second, the shortstop, Cesar Tovar. Batting third, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting eighth, the catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. Donaldson moves to second. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster strikes out. Roseboro drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Webster out. Two outs. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Donaldson scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Monday. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Monday steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing center field. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ulander moves to second. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Ulander moves to third. Roseboro moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ulander scores. Roseboro scores. Carew moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to third. Tovar moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Donaldson. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Donaldson steals second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Donaldson moves to third. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Webster reaches second base with a double. Donaldson scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Webster moves to third. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Uhlander reaches second base with a double. Rollins moves to third. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roseborough is walked intentionally. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Donaldson moves to second. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ulander hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Reese pinch hits for Dean Chance. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Allison moves to second. Frank Castro pinch hits for Ted Olander. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Castro reaches second base with a double. Allison scores. Rollins moves to third. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rollins tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Twins. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez now playing shortstop. Cesar Tovar now playing center field. Ron Clark now playing third base. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webster strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.